Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob McTeer back on the show. Robert McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, one of the 12 Federal Reserve banks around the country, and he's now retired but still very much involved in what's going on in the economy, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee when he was at the Fed, which is the group that's meeting this week to make decisions about monetary policy, and including interest rates. And so we're going to see what Bob has to say about what's going on. Hey, Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
And Bob's been a member of our Brain Trust folks since 1999. He was actually still a member of the FOMC when he first started joining us. Bob, at one point, I think I may have told you that I predicted that the Fed would raise rates twice this year, and I'm reluctant, but I will go ahead and remind you that I was correct the last 2 years in a row. So, I hate mentioning that, but I'll bring it up just to set the table. But I said twice this year, but a number of people have predicted that they would raise the rates several times this year. What do you think?
Well, I know they're not going to raise it today. I mean, I don't know that, but I would bet on it.
Yeah.
Convenient way to do so. You may be right, but I would expect maybe two more this year. To be right, you've got to just have one more for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
We just have had a weak GDP number, weak employment number, so it's very awkward to be thinking about it right now. But when those improve, as I expect they will, even though there's been a tightening, Fed funds rate still, between 75 basis points and 100 basis points. That's very low historically.
That's stupid low. It's unbelievably low. I've never seen anything like that. Have you? You're only a couple of months older than I am. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, we've seen it for several years now. But
I know, but I mean before.
Before that, no.
Yeah, no, this is ridiculous. So, if we get health care reform, if we get tax reform, then that will change what the Fed does, I believe, and we'll get more than one raise this year, one more raise this year. And I will be, if we can get that done, Bob, I will be happy. I will be celebrating my failed projection. I'll be very happy to be wrong about that. What do you think?
Well, you're a patriot.
Well, we need reform in both of those areas. We need the Republicans to get their stuff together up there and start governing, don't we?
Yeah, apparently it's harder than it looked.
Yeah. I'll say it again. At the Olympic, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans are not as good as Democrats, and so they've got to learn how to govern. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they pass those two. And if they do, you and I both know the economy will start ginning. And when the economy starts ginning, the Fed's going to start raising rates.
Yeah. Not aggressively, though. They're not going to try to slow it down. They're just going to try to normalize it more.
But closer to what you said than what I said, more like two times this year instead of one more time this year.
Yeah.
I think that's right. But even then, Bob, the rates are going to be stupid low, aren't they? I mean, what's it going to go to, 1.25%?
You're right, but you've got to take into account the fact that inflation remains pretty low. Over these last 2 years, when people have talked about interest rates being so low you can't get any return on your saving, That's been true, but back in the good old days when you could get a 3% return on a savings account in a bank, inflation may have been more than 3% or right around 3%. So if you consider the inflation rate, the difference between rates now and rates in the past diminishes considerably.
Right. Well, one of the great ironies we have right now, Bob, is the fact that no small business owner in anybody's memory has ever had been able to borrow money at as lower rates as we can borrow them right now. But there's nothing in the economy to compel them to want to borrow the money. That's an incredible irony, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to get around to talking about effective demand before long. We'll be calling you a cane.
Well,
but you're right.
But don't call me an economist because I'd be flying under false colors. Hold on to that thought. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Stay with us. 20 till the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.